My name is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert a Carslach, a Shen the Grey.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to this programme which goes by the name of Clare na Gael. In Clare na Gael you'll hear a history thread in the English language as be snai as cunion neddy beg homrai rachlash and sagilg. And there'll be a thread with the reminiscences of Neddy Beg Homrai in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Aileen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Jurish. The name of Robert the Bruce is well known in Scottish history, and he was also known as King Robert the Good. What he was known as here in the island isn't actually recorded, but we can at least say that Robert the Bruce was here. Morvami Gre Tashin Jean Risher Cunyan Neddy Beg Homrai Azeshin Ginchdun Saskiel Shaw Egger Machion Gul Eren Yistach Skadan. Ve rugget Savlain Hachi Jeg Nen Jegas Feed, as Vena Ilya Trehaya Hojach Mor Erlida Uns Nahachi Jegas Daiden. A shachan chunyanega treve in the wunya. And as we're looking at Scottish history, we'll start with a song from Scotland, Cosich Ruin, performed by the band Brabach. Tashu geistach rish radio banning, stashu na nashun, skeljena wash dulish, alin vanning.
Like a babo, he a babo,
A walking song performed by Brabach. The band Brabach hasn't been here in the island as such, but some members of it, including Megan Henderson, who was singing and playing the fiddle there, were involved in Hamish Napier's Sweet the River at An Chruinneach a few years ago. We turn to an heir to the Scottish throne, Davy MacMail Cholam, and he was born in 1084. At that time, of course, in the Isle of Man, the ruler was Godred Crovan, who'd invaded from the West Isles of Scotland in 1079 and established his Kingdom of Man and the Isles and a dynasty which was to rule for almost 200 years. This Davy, or David in the English form, was, as the old patronymic tells us, the son of Mael Cholam, who was, in an anglicised version of his name, Malcolm III of Scotland. Well, why should there be anglicised forms of these names? Well, Malcolm III's wife was Margaret of Wessex. It shows how the dynastic families arranged intermarriage to extend their potential alliances. Not that it stopped them going to war, of course, but that was when it seemed a better option. However, Malcolm III and Margaret of Wessex both died in 1093, so their son, David, would have been a boy of 9 at that time. Ten Eddie Beg, Ginston Machion Jinu Erlu de Golmacher and Yistach, Les Sly Corles Banya Gear as Aran Azim. Vershinesh Gold as Geddon, Dare Len Vastag de Gael, as Dare Len Vullag de Ostia. As Trebe Gulun the Cartagan Jint, Fair Gold again Bodjail de Rum, Chouds as Vershin Chinde and Bedam a Geert Leshen Green. We couldn't fear now lucky the way agnit the hinde and red a gerach. Esh vechin sayach na shawl, a sayach and shawl toshi gulmach on son vai. The cunyachem unle as when flod dul your soul hojach roin. As marvin tre elen fagush monagia, harauschen golfi tavi tre roshin and kyon du. Esh durt ned moorach helis. Drawe tre geddon leddon fit usha gassen wa jail, as the yug a slent bugen an chion du. Treve shenjint, renshin coran bedam a geert. We'll join Welsh singer now, Mike Stevens. He's on the mountain, Aramanith.
Cyswysion llwm, dwrn wir tragwyddor, dylanwa dy cawr Geirith y dringwyr marw yn eiron di y llys Syrffio hwngian ar y glogwyn yn mwngian A'r gwynt mor oer mae'n rew i'r chwys Dros ledred yr oer ddwr yn clyw Neu ffôr, stym troi nôl Dewis erfynol yr ôl a lwy Uwch ar mynydd mae ysbrydion Lle mae'r gwan yn ofni byw Ar uwch i'r mynydd lle mae'r barcyn yn crynu Lle fi ryw fath o ddiafol
Prolific songwriter over a long career, Welsh singer and guitar wizard Mike Stevens. As ons tre gerich hankshin gusbeda lai hugger, chow mui Jane Wharton. As tre renchin rashin thee. Creren of agon and shawoy, dot Ned Moore. Van furkin woor on, dortaj. Ons tre gerich, horshin and beda magir drish as hyshin son and flood. Tre van bollach cronk shari moor, as cronk a fiach kion veg and hollow. Honig sin pöt a ganten gom a gyrt. Eish fin bod jail curit lesh rish a shirveish it der na denia chauzes vabain on. As lugden vo jail vei follum, gawad toyach da halu rish na mrein, gamal eshul. As lugden vo jail vei follum, gawad toyach da halu mish na mrein, as de inch mechon an tre va denia ega as suri er na mrein ega. Vei mi lawich, De hen mys mwech bwrd, as cunning, merish roddan as cet. Van mwech, fern chlish fwr, as yn cunning, pomit, as yn roddan, sacot, as yn cet, screbera. Well, David MacMalcolm, with his elder brothers and half-brothers, was forced into exile by his uncle Donald, who himself became Donald III of Scotland. It seems that the exiled David soon came to the court of William Rufus, King of England. William Rufus was William II, the son of William the Conqueror, who'd arrived in Britain famously in history in 1066 from Normandy, where the Northmen had established themselves and become more French than the French, really, and had subsequently imported the French language and the culture of their warrior elite into Britain. So this was the milieu into which David MacMalcolm was thrust, right at its heart in the court of the king. It seems that David obtained some limited support from William Rufus to support his family's efforts to retake the Scottish throne. In 1100, William Rufus was succeeded by his brother Henry I, so David became accustomed to the Norman and Anglo-Norman culture and those who'd been made the lords over various parts of Britain during this time. You may well recognise this tune from the Irish song The Garden Where the Praties Grow, which was written by Johnny Patterson in 1875, but the tune is also that used for My Old Alarm Clock and, more recently, The Sick Note. But this arrangement is by Scottish musician Edmund B. Clancy, though the musicians were told here are Irish. Thank you. Johnny Patterson's song, The Garden Where the Praties Grow, the tune of it played by the Skymasters Dance Orchestra. A bit confusing, Skymasters is a name you associate with a Dutch big band called the Skymasters, who's something to do with Avro Aircraft, I think. But they say that was the Skymasters Dance Orchestra, who were all Irish musicians, although that arrangement was by Scottish musician Edmund B. Clancy. Sjóðu stasjún og nasjún og radiovanins kreita sjóðagul er kríleg að treyta tón að klærna gæl. Mish Robert Kutin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tale of old Bobby Bob?
David McMalcolm was still only 15 when his uncle Donald died in 1099. And David's elder brother Edgar succeeded to the throne, to be followed in his turn by another of David's brothers, Alexander the First. It wasn't until 1124, on the death of his brother Alexander I, that David sought the help of Henry I of England to take the Scottish throne for himself. And so David came back to Scotland. And amongst those Anglo-Norman nobles who came to support his cause as David I of Scotland was the first of the de Bruce family to arrive in Scotland in 1124. They've given the lands of Annandale in Dumfries and Galloway. And that first de Bruce established a dynasty, many of whom were to bear the name Robert. Through intermarriage, the de Bruce family became associated with the royal lineage with a claim to the Scottish throne. One of the Robert de Bruces was the sixth Lord of Annandale, and he was in fact taken captive by a formidable lady called Marjorie, Countess of Carrick, until he agreed to marry her. A chraw wistrach lawl o'r bi, son fod greid rau i bwyr yn ghiê. As my fod dynie bi gerwyd a hun as brysion o sladason, fe dy chor bod jail dy rwm laen a ferach. Chraw dynie bi dy gols a chafen ŵr os lai chreinia, ach dy chwliw yn e'n gyn son yn ffyrgyn. Gawyd o'n slaw dy gol mac ys yn fflod fy lai hwgo mwy yn bolach mŵr, dyn rhaw cars ys yr bioc. Dŵr Bill Jack drawryd yn achoc trefod lai mwy yn sien. Yn hyd siol ren sy'n rosyn. Cryd honnach yw yn sio, boi, dŵr ned mŵr. A ren sy'n ffag yn feg, dŵr dad. Eish rai sy'n son ffereliau, ys tre ren sy'n rosyn ei. Rhyn o ffagin yn ffyrkin, dwi'n Bill Jack. Fy nen yn sio a chynel sy'n yr ffagin i'r eich taml dy rhai, dwrtad. Fy gwrs nen fech bogius.
Well, off to Cornwall now for a song by Richard Gendel about Matty Truella, who was lured away by the Mermaid of Zenor. It's sung by Brenda Wooten with Nicholas Matthews playing the church organ.
From the world of dying men, Thou shalt be a prince among the princes. Thou shalt be a prince of high degree. Over man of property, over man and maid, where all are beautiful. Come away with me beneath the sea. Come away with me beneath the sea. As the waters of the ocean, red my hair, my pretty boy, white my breasts upon the wave. All I will give to thee, my pretty boy, soft my arms that I shall put about thee, soft my lips that I to thee shall. Deep within our ocean bed, deep within my pretty boy, just you and I, far away from earthly cares above, far away from earthly cares above, far away, far away.
Brenda Wootton and Richard Gendel's song about the mermaid. Esh reichen son fair elia, as ren ned bua briach jay, renne fagin and furkin. Will an en a sulwood, dortad. Trenner au briach regedden er castle serbine wood and flood, dorten meinsche der au in a share the reist jach rischkus and wall wrenchen fagin the ganten. As tre wrenchen rauschen gesen, Holixin and Firkin, as pert the ganten, as fallin and crowl magirt, as for Kitty Viri na gis na lai er an ustia. Te tred on goil andrich, durten maisha, as goil quir merish na ganten shaw. Masen gaushin na shawl shis, as filad sus son on ee, as goil toyach the quir. Ach on streg erich, gau an scad an toyach the chlai, Eish vashin ulyu uns gien mai, as corun lín chutavi as odach shin. Fair va corun lín as fair elia corra ted, as fair elia kiaw mach na mulligan, as an mainsha stura gus ve ulyu kiawch mach. Now the offspring of Robert de Bruce, the 6th Lord of Arundale, and Marjorie Countess of Carrick, was another Robert de Bruce, who was, following the de Bruce family into marriages, the 4th great-grandson of David I. As Earl of Carrick, Robert the Bruce supported his father's claim to the throne and took part in William Wallace's revolt against Edward I of England between 1297 and 1305. In 1298, along with Wallace and a man called William Lamberton, Robert de Bruce had become a guardian of Scotland, but so too did his great rival for the Scottish throne, John Comyn. De Bruce resigned as guardian in 1300, partly because of his disputes with Comyn, but chiefly because the restoration of King John seemed imminent. In 1302 he submitted to Edward I and returned to the King's Peace. When his father died in 1304, Robert the Bruce inherited his family's claim to the throne. This is another Scottish song now by Runrig.
Get you.
Runrig and the song Mary. In February of 1306, following an argument during a meeting at Greyfriars Monastery in Dumfries, Robert de Bruce stabbed John Cummin. When Robert de Bruce rushed out of the church saying that he'd stabbed John Cummin and thought he was dead, one of his followers, a Kirkpatrick of Dumfries, drew his own dagger and went in to make sure. And the Kirkpatrick family motto became, I mak sicker, I make sure. For this murder, Robert de Bruce was excommunicated by the Pope for desecration of a church. But Robert Wishart, Bishop of Glasgow, gave Robert de Bruce absolution. Thus were politics and religion at that time. Robert de Bruce was quickly crowned King of Scots on the 25th of March 1306 at Scone. However, Edward I's forces defeated Robert de Bruce in battle, and he was forced to go into hiding in the Hebrides and in Ireland, the period that gave rise to the famous story of the spider. Eish van Kron toshi na liegel, as toshach an bed a courage gus an ghia. Eish renshin gedan da chulia wunya e rimlach, as gol toyach da yist an haken, van a haken gie da tavi. Quod da howed, doot ned moorish fair elia, tri fain jeg doortje. Quod teds, Feed fai, dwrt eisen. Fech fair tert yn heik ons tosach yn fedda as fair eli ons yn djera, as fech at dymenach braich mychion yn taw. Rensyn ystach son ŵr dyl ie. Eish dwrt yn mansia dy raw ei tred a frawl yn lŷn, dy un raw diw yn beg tulliw. As rensyn goel pair stiach, as fmwys dech hyd dys lieich hyd ons yn ffair. Ligdyn cywi, o'n tamil delia, dwrt yn mansia. Eish renshin kiawi on rish, as golda yistach haken. Yaumaj trua da skadan mora, durtan mainsha. Well, this is a recording from 1926 of the Folk Dance Orchestra, probably conducted by George W. Bing. They're playing Nancy's Fancy. Thank you. folk dance orchestra, possibly conducted by George W. Bing, recorded in 1926. Sjod yw Radio Fanning, stasiwn yr asiwn ystasiw geisiach, Rish Clenigail, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tre fech na heic yn gi, fech dy holio wynio ffrel ara. Fan flod chaw mwy, prawel Rish, a chraw mon y sgadan gol. As fod cor er bŵr dy gol er y fraiach. Heraw i fi ffod agos Henk Sjolter e gera. Rau prawl o'n sien, dwrtad. Fe, boi. Cwod hwg o was yn ffair, boi. Mwslie i feis, boi. Rau prawl o'ch cwrt, boi. Harau. Fylw ffag yn ffod, e, boi, ta ril o'ch braw o'n. Mys en gaw e siol ys rennu cor heris yn grau o'n. Henk fern y giselia, as fy meis yn dysgadanoc. Fad gwrs ponier. Crenation ponier, boy, dut Ned Moore. Mush tree jeg na kier jeg de blinten, boy. Look tamult de chrei henk shawl elia, as her dort at fogel a bee. Cren store skadan, boy, dut Ned Moore. Ponier, boy. Crenation ponier, boy. Tan bud eg a guess mollach, dort at. Well, Robert de Bruce's spider gave him heart to renew his efforts, and he returned in 1307 to defeat an English army at Loudon Hill and wage a highly successful guerrilla war against the English. Bruce also defeated the Cummins and his other Scots enemies, destroying their strongholds and devastating their lands from Buchan to Galloway. In 1309 he held his first parliament at St Andrews. Robert de Bruce had to make sure that there were no strongholds that could be used against him, particularly by the King of England. However, as he didn't have enough support to take and hold such strongholds, his policy was usually to destroy them. One stronghold particularly controlled the North Irish Sea area, including Galloway, where Robert de Bruce had inherited land from his mother's side. This was, of course, Castle Rushen. And we'll be turning to the pages of the Chronicle of the Kings of Man and the Isles to tell us what happened. But this is a beautiful song we return to every now and then. It's the Morrison Orpheus Choir, Mavanwy.
Yeah.
the Morriston Orpheus Choir, Mervanwy. In the year of the Lord 1313, says the chronicle, Lord Robert, King of Scotland, landed at Ramsey, that is, on the 18th day of May, with a host of ships. On the Sunday following, he went to the monastery at Douglas, where he spent the night. Now this would be what became the nunnery, in fact, outside Douglas. The chronicle continues, On the Monday following, he laid siege to Castle Rushen, which Lord Dougal MacDowell held against the said lord, until the first Tuesday after the following feast of St. Barnabas the Apostle. And the same day, the Lord King took the said castle. Now this Lord Dougal MacDowell, who held Castle Rushen over the course of that month, was originally from Galloway, and he'd been a supporter of John Comyn, whom Robert the Bruce had stabbed to death in 1306. After the murder of Comyn and the ascendancy of Robert the Bruce, Dougal MacDowell had fled from Scotland, but here he was, being caught up again in a battle with Robert the Bruce. Quien bed eg shen, doot Ned, and monkey, doot Hudson. Van monkey was rumsar, as we eg dania skilje christen in bach ra shen, as we jean na dugad mona arngi. Well, a monkey biofos, doot Ned. Renshin goylan famine, jen monkey ons putle murra, doot Hudson. Gaus you tie as course you pors as fisherach day, doot Ned. De een gin and famine gaes e rish. Masen heren denian monkey court an sur erbi day. Gau an le toiach de vrisha, as gaus in toiach de chor erbord, as for yistach mai onji. Ach for perche in a bed and court herish dun, as for de grinen ein foot a chilje. Ach, look tamalt over as the nerach hurshin erbord, as must jai meshin as died the skadan. Renshin geddon susan cron, as sayach na shoil, as gol leshin furt. This is Ellen Clegg's song now, Sny, from the Mona's Isle project, The Legacy of Mona Douglas.
Stop all glacier.
Gather.
Helen Clegg and her song Snai. Onsen tre shen va palcha kyonadar in us by furt lemura, as when a bed a knock chit the wee jail and flood houdes and collu. Masen henk yernach boor line, as chore leshin gustiadi hwerry. Trevan skadan creatine wrenching toyach the junta, as when a meinsteren frail talia nair high. As tullu rachit jay shaw. Once the siege was successful, Robert de Bruce immediately left the island. The following year, of course, he went on to victory against Proud Edward's army at Bannockburn. There's some doubt about the day on which Dougal MacDowell ceded Castlerushen to Robert de Bruce, the first Tuesday after the following Feast of St. Barnabas the Apostle. Well, St. Barnabas's day is the 11th of June, but feast days might be celebrated over 8 days either side of the festival day itself, and A.W. Moore's history ascribes the end of that siege to the 21st of June. As the Jaru Shene Rishwash and Clare Shaw, Clare Nigale. Ach, Rosh Cordjera Air. On Tuesday evening, the 22nd of June, you can drop into Culture Vanning in St. John's between 7:30 and 9 o'clock to talk to members of GBIN, the Manx Language Network, about ideas for Strate Sonachilg, the strategy for the Manx language. The current strategy was for 2017 to 2021, so how to take the programme on from here? Bring your ideas along to talk to GBIN members, or if you can't make it on the evening, send your ideas by email to gilg@culturevanin.im. On Saturday morning, the 26th of June, you can join Joe and Adam in Austin na Wen Chalmen, the Dovecot Cafe in Kirkmichael, from 10 o'clock to midday for a couche. If you're on the other side of the island that morning, you can go to Laxey Methodist Church at 10 o'clock, and Neil Morris of Bay Yeanley Vanning, Manx Birdlife, will be talking about the island's birdlife, and Paul Rogers will be giving their names and other bits of information about them in Manx. There's no charge, but a contribution to Bay Yeanley Vanning would be appreciated. If you can't make that talk on the Saturday morning, there's another opportunity to hear Neil and Paul between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the 27th of June, in Lair Ellenan Fir Charn, the Air and Arts Centre. Again, no charge, but a contribution to Manx Birdlife would be appreciated. However, we hopped over Sunday morning, when there'll be an opportunity for Gilgeran to join with Kirjan na Tryon, Beach Buddies again. Keep an eye on the website learnmanx.com to see what shore they'll be going to for that session between 10 o'clock and midday that Sunday morning. And after the session, there'll be teas, coffees and cakes, thanks to Kirjan na Gilga. But now it only remains for me to bring the programme to a close with more music from Scotland. A piece from Aberdeenshire, written by Donald Dow, and first published in his collection of 1776. It's called Sir Archibald Grant of Money Musk, and it rolls gently along in this piano solo by Donald Hughes. So, now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Evi Machrieriu, as Orsilie, as Mayerian shared you, will you? Thank you.
Thank you.